week on the Beer Coasters podcast, beware the Yeti.
Let's crack it.
It's always good when you underestimate the beer.
Less beer is not what I wanted to hear.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
This is not a science class.
Hello! And welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. And
Chris is reading off of a cue card.
Yeah, I feel like it.
The teleprompter is not working, so we get the old cue cards.
Well, I have to, because this is I'm a guest host, remember?
Guest host, Chris.
This isn't my normal gig.
Special guest.
So this is Chris from Dallas, 2 weeks in a row. Don't you feel special?
Yeah. Ooh.
And with me this week is
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sweet. Yay. And I had to do the show this week because it's all about the Yeti. We are doing the Yeti Finger Show.
That's right. Just, and all you listeners this week, no offense, but you're all Yetiots.
Yeah. We're the three biggest Yetiots. Yes.
I'm a very happy Yetiot.
Yes, we are very happy Yetiots this week.
So, in case you couldn't tell by our Yetiisms, the theme for this show is all based on the various versions of Great Divide's Yeti. So
do we have all of them, or are we missing some?
No, we're missing a few.
Okay.
I tried to pick up. We'll tell everybody what we have, and
the really cool thing is this week we actually have a storyteller that's going to tell us a quick story about an experience that they had with the Yeti. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right, Sipping Bear.
Hello, I'm Sipping Bear, and this is my story of how I met the Yeti. I had lost my way in the wood one bitter winter's night. As I was roaming about, a Yeti appeared to me, and finding that I had lost my way, he promised to give me a place to stay for the night. As I went along to the Yeti's cave, I raised both hands to my mouth and kept blowing on them. "What do you do that for?" said the Yeti. "My hands are numb with cold," I said, "and my breath warms them." After this, we arrived at the Yeti's home, where a whole sweat of Yetis, that's what they call a group of them. In this case, it was a family, where a whole sweat of Yetis lived. And soon the Yeti put a smoking dish of porridge before me. But when I raised the spoon to my mouth, I began blowing upon it. "And what do you do that for?" said the Yeti. "The porridge is too hot, and my breath will cool it." "Out you go," said the Yeti. "I will have nothing to do with a man who can blow hot and cold with the same breath." I'm Sipping Bear. Thank you for listening.
Oh, that's Sipping Bear.
Awesome.
Wow. That was a great story.
Haven't heard from him in a long time.
Over a year. What was it, like the pumpkin show like last year or something like that? Some Halloween or something. I don't know.
So for the show this week, we're going to start out with me and Toby trying the traditional Yeti from Great Divide. And then, how are we doing this? And then, Mike, you're going to go into drinking.
Oh, I have the Espresso Oak Age Yeti.
Sweet. And then, Toby, you're going to be trying
the regular Oak Age Yeti.
Sweet. And then me and Mike are going to be trying the Belgian Style Yeti. which is a little bit newer one. I haven't tried this one yet, so I'm excited. Yeti Monk. So I've tried all the other versions. I've tried the espresso oak aged and the regular oak aged and the chocolate super oak aged and the all the other ones.
Chocolate super.
Okay, it's not super, but actually,
it was super. I tried to find the chocolate one and they didn't have it, but I'm not disappointed with the a coffee beer, as anyone who listens to the show knows. So speaking of which, I just wanted to mention one thing. We're doing this show, this whole Yeti show, because if you've ever heard, if you haven't heard some of our older shows, and or if you've heard some newer ones and just hear us randomly call out, you know, how big the head is, and we'll mention that it's a Yeti finger or two Yeti fingers. Well, this is where this all stems from. Is a Yeti finger was
a system of measurement.
A system of measurement that we've used early on in the podcast. So,
yep.
I think it was the very first Yeti beer that we had on the show. I think that's where it came from.
We are very anti-metric and anti-imperial. We're all about the Yeti.
Yeah.
Which some might consider an Arctic measurement. We're not sure yet.
Yes. Or somewhere in the Tibetan mountain region.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But we're not sure.
Let's get into it.
I want to drink some beer, so let's do this.
This is a fermentation conversation. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is the Yeti. The Great Divide Yeti. It's an Imperial Stout. Great Divide is out of Denver, Colorado. They've been brewing since 1994. GreatDivide.com. Now that we've got that out of the way, we probably don't need to say it again for the rest of the show.
Oh, I thought we were going to say it like six times.
Damn. They all come in at 9.5% ABV with 75 IBUs. Let's go ahead and crack it, Chris.
I will get to cracking.
And I guess we should probably mention this, too, because they're probably pretty much all the same. Toby, I was telling you, I got some of the ingredients. The hops they use is Chinook, and the malts they use Two Row Pale, Black Patent Malt, Chocolate Malt, Roasted Barley, and either wheat or rye. I'm not quite sure.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Sweet.
So this
That's
is
what I'm here
dark.
For. Since I can't drink it, I gotta talk about it.
Yeah, the head is brown. It's like looks like coffee ice cream or even like chocolate ice cream color.
Yep. And the rest of the beer is black.
Yeah, no highlights.
No, it is. It's like pouring motor oil.
Yeah.
And now, how big is the head, gentlemen?
It's a good. Couple
about a Yeti
fingers.
I got
couple.
About one.
Oh, you got like a Yeti pinky there, Toby. I think Chris has got at least a Yeti finger and a half.
Yeah.
So on the nose, chocolate.
Definitely some roastiness in there.
Yeah.
A little bit of coffee.
Alcohol?
Yeah, I actually get nice alcohol.
This smells big.
Yep.
And this is just the regular Yeti.
I know, that's crazy. This is
like, the Yeti-ling. What do you call a young Yeti? A Yetling. I don't know.
A Yeti-ling. We'll have to look that up.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's kind of creamy, too.
Yeah.
There's a big roastiness.
There's a nice... like sort of bitter chocolate with a hop backup. You know what I mean? Like the chocolate kind of hits you right there on the front, and then a nice little hoppy bitterness on the back end.
Oh yeah, totally. It's very, so what kind of, you said Chinook?
Chinook, yeah. Mike? Which sounds like a name of a Yeti anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah. this is the Yeti from the Chinook region.
Yeah.
It's a little bit hairier.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can really, it's funny because you can actually taste like the hop oils. Because you know a lot of times when you get into like the stouts and stuff like that, you can get the bitterness, but it's more of like, well, to me, it seems it's more of like It's just there. You just get that bitterness. And you could tell it's from the hops, or maybe it's from, you know, maybe some tannins or something from the chocolate malt or something like that. But listen to me talking like I know what I'm talking about. But with this, you actually
not supposed
can taste
to do
like the actual
show.
Hops.
Dude, we have 126 episodes of pretending to know what we talk about. So.
But yeah, it's crazy. Like you can actually taste like the hop oils and you can pick up on the hops. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's cool because
pretty hoppy.
Because kind of what you have is because it's an imperial. It's basically an imperial Russian stout kind of.
Yeah.
But some very nice, distinct flavors. So really good. They're all pumped up really high, but they're nice and distinct. So you can still get pick them out.
I'm even getting a. Like a woodiness, like a little bit of like a tree bark or something like that, like an earthy woodiness. Not so much like, you know, like a particular type of wood, like oak or whatever, but there's this little subtle
could be
twiginess
like that,
in the background.
That black malt sometimes gives that kind of a character to it. Yeah, these, yeah. I mean, there's some roasted barley in there too, so... A little bit of that roastiness could come off as some, you know, wood-like characters.
It feels very Yeti-like. Like, the sort of, the environment that a Yeti would be in. Like woody.
Cold.
Like
cold woody forest.
Piney, because those hops, yeah. The hops in here are very piney. So like it feels very forest like.
I wonder if that's what they were thinking when they first tried this.
It's like, oh. What? This tastes like where a Yeti would live.
That's it. It's the Yeti.
Yeah, not bad.
Yep.
Food pairing.
Oh yeah.
Food. Oh.
Chocolate cream pie.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard not to go with dessert.
Chocolate pudding.
Yeah, or a chocolate mousse, or.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, like a really thick, creamy chocolate mousse.
Because of the roastiness and the bitterness, I think, yeah, something sweet and chocolatey, I think, would...
Yep.
Nice balance.
Compliment it.
Cool.
What's the ratings for this one?
Rate beer, 100 out of 100. Whoa. And Beer Advocate users, A-, and the bros with a B+.
Slackers. Whatever, dudes.
What's so that's next? That's just the Yeti Imperial Stout.
From Great Divide.
Just the Yeti.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
I forgot to say that the regular Yeti is untamed and imposing.
Oh, yeah. Well, my Yeti is bohemian and black.
Oh,
that's right, folks. This is Mike from Boston, and I'm trying the Great Divide Espresso Oak Aged Yeti Imperial Stout. And it's pretty much everything that Toby said, except there's coffee in this one.
Espresso.
And actually, and oak chips, because you guys didn't, that's not the oak. You guys tried the regular Yeti, right?
Yeah.
So far. All right.
Yeah, it was just a couple of minutes ago, bro.
Yeah, that's how it works. All right, well, I'm gonna get right into defoiling and uncapping this.
Ooh, it's foiled.
Yeah. Ooh, foiled.
Yeah, it's special. $14 worth of special.
Damn.
Yeah, $14 for 22. All right, here we go. Ooh.
Yeti.
Ooh. It's dark. I can't even see through it when I'm pouring. Like, the light doesn't even want to get through it.
It's like the black hole of beers.
That's right. It's bohemian and black. All right. I have...
That just sounds like a weird, like, 70s porn.
Yeah.
I got a little less than bohemian. Yeti finger of head here. But it's same kind of... almost like a chocolatey... like a cocoa color head on it.
Yeah.
And there's no light getting through this at all. Not even a hint of anything at the bottom of the glass here.
On the nose. Actually, I get a cocoa and coffee. And I can actually smell smell some of that oaky woodiness. Yeah, lots of coffee in this.
I think I did the regular oak aged on a previous show.
Yeah.
I've had the espresso too.
So you'll be getting caramel. A second opinion from me.
Yeah. There's some caramel caramel sweetness in here too. Taking a sip,
yeah. Do we ever do the second opinion show?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't remember if we did. I know we had talked about it.
Yeah, that's what I talked about doing the Blackjack Porter, and you thought it was way back. And for me, it was the second opinion show because you had done it way back, and I had done it a little more recently.
Yeah, I had done it like episode one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah,
I think it was.
It's big. I'm getting lots of coffee, a little bit of molasses even.
Are you getting those kind of piney hops on the back end like we were getting with the regular one?
Yeah, you know, towards the end of the sip, I'm getting some of that piney hoppiness and kind of dries up. I'm getting kind of big, like a big mouthful of coffee and chocolate, and then it starts to dry up towards the end. It's strange because it kind of has a bitterness, but it's smooth as well. Like, it's got kind of a creaminess and then kind of dries up on you.
Big, black, and smooth. The Bohemian Black. So it's either a 70s porn star or a new cigar.
Yeah.
The Bohemian Black.
Oh, speaking of which, I saw a guy on the highway, and I saw his left hand, and I swear, it's like, and I'm thinking about the show. I was like, man, this guy's got Yeti fingers. He had huge fingers. But the problem was, he had an extra one. Big brown hand with big Yeti fingers, and he had a cigar. And I couldn't tell the difference between the cigar and his fingers. It was ridiculous. So, back to the beer.
When you started that story and you said, so I was driving down the road and I saw this guy's left hand, I thought you were going to start talking about the milk stout again.
No.
Jeez.
If I'm going for a food pairing with this one.
Cigar?
You know, you could go with the cigar in this one, but because it's reminding me of fingers right now, I'm not going to go with that. there's a lot of coffee flavor in this one. So I'd still go with a dessert, but I'm thinking like something, maybe like a caramel or banana, like a banana,
Foster
would be good. Something like that, or like a caramel cheesecake would be good as well. So I'm grabbing two. I'm throwing two of them out there.
Whoa.
So, very nice.
Yeah. And I really like the nose on this one. The, let's see, Rate Beer rates this 100 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this an A-, and the Allstrom brothers haven't weighed in on this one.
Ooh.
How about that? Snap. No espresso Yeti for the Allstrom brothers.
They didn't get it for free. Whatever.
So, yeah, you get a chance. Check this one out. The Espresso Oak Aged Yeti.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Okay, so for our next Yeti.
Let me guess. You're doing a Yeti.
Yeah. This Yeti is the same Yeti that Chris tried back on our wild card show from like 2009, I think.
Dang.
So this is the Oak Age Yeti.
Damn, we've been doing this show a long time.
Yeah.
Season 3.
It's almost 2 years to the day.
Nice.
So this has all the same stats as the other Yetis, except for this one was aged on a blend of French and toasted oak chips.
Oh, really? Mine just says oak chips. You're like fancy freaking fancy wood.
French toasted oak chips.
No, the French.
So this one is massive and complex.
Oh.
Cracking it.
Massive and complex.
Like the Yeti.
And the 70s porn theme continues.
I don't know how complex the 70s porn was.
So well,
they were still at that point trying to inject story into it.
Yeah.
Until we got to the internet and everybody realized nobody really gave a shit about the story.
So I got about a Yeti finger.
Yes.
Same color.
That is a Yeti finger. That is actually
same,
a perfect Yeti finger right there.
Same colored head. It's that frothy coffee ice cream, light brown head. Still can't see through it. Completely opaque. No highlights whatsoever. On the nose.
I wish we had all the Yetis all lined up where we could actually sip each individual just to see the differences.
Yeah, that would be an awesome tasting slide right there.
Yeah.
So on the nose, I'm getting a lot of sweetness.
Unfortunately, I don't
vanilla.
Think you can have a half a dozen 22s in one sitting.
Big time vanilla. A little bit of coffee. Some chocolate. Butterscotch, maybe? Smells yummy. All right. Taking a sip, yeah. Ooh, oaky.
That's a good sign.
I'm curious what you said, the butterscotch, and I'm wondering if some of the different wood is bringing out that type of
caramel and butterscotch aroma.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is like on the tongue. It's like bourbon and a little bit of vanilla. A little bit of like bitter coffee, bitter chocolate.
So are you seeing the hops like we saw on the regular Yeti?
Not as much as the other one. I think it's getting a little masked by this big like bourbony vanilla. But you do pick up a little bit of that
bourbony
of the bitterness from the hops, but yeah, like the regular Yeti, how you could really distinct like you taste hops. This one you don't really.
That makes sense. It seems like the oaky would sort of smooth that out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, big flavors. I mean, it's very like this is a pretty big beer. Mostly just in the flavor, you know. Lots of that.
A lot of wood.
Yeah.
That's
and
what
the,
she said.
The 70s porn theme continues.
Man, we're going to have to change the title of the show. I don't know what a Yeti porn star name would be, but...
Bohemian Black.
Massive. Complex. It's quite different from the regular Yeti. It's almost like two entirely different beers. It's crazy.
That's good. That justifies the reason for actually making it.
Yeah.
Totally. Rather than just a label change.
Now, I don't know how long they age this for.
I think I remember getting like some vanilla. Do you get any vanilla in there?
Oh yeah. Well, on the more on the nose than on the tongue. On the tongue do get some of that vanilla, but it's
you're going to get vanilla.
It's being
from
overpowered
oak most of the time.
Right. You know? Right.
Yeah.
For a food pairing, oh, by the way, this bottle is from 2010. Just to let you guys know, this is from October of 2010. Yeah, I've had this for quite a while. Been sitting on it, waiting for the right moment. Today's the day.
Any of these Yetis are going to age nicely, though. So
yeah, I could see sitting on this for another
year.
Who really
knows the age of a Yeti anyway?
Yeah, they live forever, dude. It's crazy.
You have to check their teeth.
Yeah.
Or or the length of their fingers.
Sipping Bear said something about
that. I think you have
that.
To cut off the fingers and then look at the rings inside to see how old they are.
Gross.
Yeah. It's nasty.
But they age a lot slower than humans.
Oh, yeah. So. Much slower.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's like it's kind of like 20. The opposite of dog years or something.
Yeah, we're the, we're their dog years.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is gonna be an awesome show. Okay, so a food pairing.
So like 7 years, then he's actually the like a 1 year Yeti years, and it's a Yetiling, like Toby right. was saying.
A Yetiling.
So
Yetlings.
So we just hit 7 minutes on this segment. Does that mean it's equal to 1 minute
yeah. in
normal talk exactly. show time? Yeah. Perfect. Yep. We're on Yeti time.
So I got some time.
You're good.
Right. Speaking of time, what about the food?
Food pairing.
What does time have to do with food?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So I'm going to cheat a little bit, and I'm on the bottle, they actually
cheating
suggest
a little bit.
Strong.
Hey, that's my job.
Oh, you already strong, said it. I was just saying it again.
What?
They suggest strong, salty the blue cheese.
That Toby threw in there.
I think some really pungent cheeses would be good.
Really?
Or even like a cheese plate with maybe some chocolate dipped strawberries or something like that. So kind of all this.
Oh, so you're stuff, saying like a cornucopia of flavors would complement this beer.
Gina's shaking her head.
She says no way.
What do you say?
Some kind of smoked meat.
Ooh, smoked
maybe
meat.
Maybe like a little bit of a barbecue sauce, but like this is going to be the big. But some kind of smoked meat would go right on in there. Real nice. Real nice.
Nice.
You hear that? Yeah. You hear that, Crazy Dave? Smoked meat.
That's right.
All right,
Dave. Crazy Dave is all about smoking some meat.
Yeah,
I'm not touching.
It's
that
all
one.
About getting down on his knees and smoking okay, yeah, some yeah, meat. Yeah. All right, so that's the oak aged Yeti. Beer coaster Toby's opinion after 2 years of everybody waiting. After Chris did his Oak Age Yeti, they were like, what does Beer Coaster Toby think about the Oak Age Yeti?
And you're still going to have to wait a little bit longer to find out.
Wait a little bit longer.
But
all right.
What?
But you can find out what the Beer Advocate and
oh, yeah.
what those guys thought. Say.
100 out of 100. 100 to style. Damn. I don't know what the style is. I think it's an Imperial Stout style.
Yeah.
A minus from the Beer Advocate users and an A from the Beer Advocate brothers.
Whoa.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
What's up?
So,
all right.
Yeah. Mine and Mike's turn.
Yeah.
Mike, what are we drinking?
We are drinking a Great Divide.
And no way.
Yeah, it's true. We are. And it's the Belgian style Yeti. That's right. This Yeti's getting religious on your ass.
Religious.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Monkey. Monkey.
That's right. It's a
we're getting monkey on your ass.
We're getting monkey
this
Yeti.
This is one big Yeti monkey.
That's right. So basically, you know, I know we've only mentioned this once in the show, but we might as well recap. Because now we're kind of in the middle of the Yetis here. That it's 9.5% ABV.
We're in the middle of the Yetis. That's scary.
The IBUs are 75. And basically, it's the same ingredients with the, you know, Chinook hops and the pale malts, wheat malts, black malts, chocolate malts, roasted barley. But we get Belgian yeast in this baby.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we're going to crack it. I got to defoil it.
The logo's got a little monk hand and the Yeti a goblet.
Yeah.
What are the two words?
It is
iconoclastic.
Iconoclastic and mysterious.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh, here we go.
Looking forward to some Bohemian blackness.
This one was expensive too. I don't know how much you paid for this one, Chris, but I paid $15 for this one.
Whoa!
I think I paid like $10.50.
Yeah, my place isn't the cheapest, but they get a good selection.
All right, so I didn't pour quite as aggressively as I did last time. And actually, it's this head is a slightly different color. It's not quite as dark.
It's lighter, yeah. And looks, to me, it actually looks richer, thicker. Yeah, maybe.
A little bit.
I'm not quite sure. Little bit.
Will bits.
So, it's dark though.
Yes.
Darkest, blackest, yes, speeds.
On the news.
On the news.
Some roastedness in there.
I'm getting a stinky, damp malt.
Stinky what malt?
Damp.
Oh, they said dead. Stinky dead malt.
Well, I'm sure they're dead by this point.
There's...
By the time it makes it to the beer, it's dead.
Does
it... By the time the steak makes it onto your plate, it's dead.
Depends on where you're eating. Some of these places in Texas, yeah. Man.
Still mooing. Still mooing.
So, on the nose, it's a little bit of fruitiness in there. Just slightly.
It's like a... Not quite sure what kind of fruit, though. Figgy?
Yeah, figgy's a good one.
Figgy pudding?
Maybe a tiny bit of licorice? No. But there's that burnt... like a molasses... sugariness or something. Some kind of sugariness in there.
Yeah. All right. I'm sipping it.
Ooh, I just got a weird, almost like a pudding. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna take
figgy
a sip
pudding.
Taking a sip, yeah.
You get kind of that Belgian-y yeastiness.
Yeah, it's not as strong as I expected it to be, though.
It's smoother and sweeter.
Yeah, it's definitely... If I'm looking at it from the perspective of having had the Yeti, it's very smoothed out and a lot subtler. It's roasty, but not as roasty.
It has a sweetness that kind of mellows everything out.
Now, Chris, you've had the Belgo Anise Stone Russian Imperial.
Completely different.
I haven't had anything like that yet. I mean, I have a bottle of that, but I haven't tried it yet. So I'm really curious. I don't think I've ever had Russian Imperial Stout with Belgian yeast. Okay.
This
I wouldn't consider this like a... It doesn't taste like a Russian Imperial Stout.
Sort of, but this completely different. The Stone Russian Imperial with the anise, there's so much... The anise in that is so forward. I love that beer, but it's completely different than this. So it's I mean, they're not, you can't even put the two side by side. Not saying one's better than the other. I'm just saying that it's completely different because the anise is so forward in that. I mean, it's very much a black licorice beer. I love that beer though. It's really good.
I'm getting kind of a vanilla, like a powdery vanilla taste.
Yeah, I see that.
It's amazing how different this is compared. I mean, I had the espresso earlier, and it was big, like coffee and chocolate and vanilla. And
yeah, this is much.
This is quite different.
This isn't as dense. It's not as it feels a little more lively on the tongue,
and it doesn't have that bitter. None of the bitter. Chocolate or cocoa or
even the hot bitterness. The hot bitterness isn't here. I mean, it's here, but it's not nearly what it was in the regular Yeti.
How are these? Like, I guess I should have done a little bit better research, or I don't even know if they tell you, but if these are seasonals, because I know, well, the regular Yeti is year round. Right. They always do that one.
They tell you like they come out at different times. Like the Belgian comes out in the summertime, I think. The espresso comes out in the spring.
I think this is the
this
year,
one actually
the first year.
Says December 2010 for the espresso and June of 2011 for the Belgian.
Like I'm pretty sure that this is the first year that they've done the Belgian.
Oh, okay. Because the oak aged is year round also. So I'd just be curious to see like
I see the oak aged all the time.
If they only come out with certain ones, certain time of year, and then, you know, I don't know. I'm thinking of like aging purposes, you know, if you get it in, it comes out in December, you know, if you should wait till the following December to actually open it with some of these. So anyway,
for food pairing with this one,
you used this earlier, but I think it more applies to this one. I think a Bananas Foster's would go really well with this.
I'm going to say a cannoli.
Cannoli. Ah.
Wow.
Just because I think, you know, something about the, like, a sweet, cheesy, you know, I mean, I know we do cheesecake a lot, but I think cannoli would be
a little better with this with this beer. Nice. I'd be really curious to see how it kind of plays back and forth with the with this.
Sweet.
Rate beer, rates this 98 out of 100. And the Beer Advocate users rated an A minus, and the Alstrom brothers have not weighed in on the Belgian style Yeti.
Wise Mana says, "The Yeti leaves his lair in search of beer."
Yeti backwash.
Time for some
washing backwash. Some Yeti backs.
I'm bringing Yeti back.
Yeah.
Nice. So we got a couple pieces of backwash this week. Toby, you want to take the first?
Yeah, this comes from Greg over at the OC Beer Blog. He says the subject is backwash.
That's right.
That was nice. He says, "Hey guys, thanks
Like a Southern."
He says, "Hey guys, thanks for the shout out on the Milk Stout episode. Surprised nobody's single word rating was teats or even titillating. Get it? Milk? Boobs? Ha ha." That's so funny. I didn't even think about it. Like the whole show, I'm thinking cows and udders. I didn't think boobs. What's wrong with me? Jeez. So then Greg goes on to say,
Think boobs.
Same here.
And I still didn't get it.
Greg says, "I have a beer mug shaped like a boob with a hole in the nipple. Next milk stout I drink will go in that puppy."
Dude, seriously, think about it.
Yeah.
Boobs with milk stouts. A beer boob. That would be like the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
Raised my firstborn on one of those.
Till he was 16 years old.
Greg goes on to say...
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Greg goes on to say...
It got weird a long time ago.
This show got weird a long time ago.
Also, 125 Chris...
episodes ago.
Yes?
Greg goes on to say, "Also, Chris, dude, the show is good without you."
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
But it's great with you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh,
I expect you to be on every friggin' episode, buddy. Every episode you're not on, I think you joined AA or something.
Well, in all honesty, I'm not on AA.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I thought you were going to like admit something on the show.
No.
Come on.
You heard it here first.
I admit nothing.
Come on, Mr. Craftus Erectus. If you drink one beer a week... Do it on the podcast.
Oh,
slacker.
I am Craftus Erectus this week.
I'm Craftus Erectus almost every week. So he says, "Cheers, Greg in Anaheim at the OC Beer Blog."
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
So our next bit of backwash comes from Tom in LA. He says, "Howdy, Beer Coasters. LA Beer Week is in full swing. They really ought to call it LA Beer Fortnite because it's 14 days long. And that doesn't even include BAMFest, which is the beer art music festival.
Bam!
BAMFest. That went down in Santa Monica the day before it all officially began. All told, there are about 150 different events taking place at various beer bars, beer stores, breweries, and other venues. All in celebration of amazing brew here in LA. Everyone's super amped about it, but it also seems to be a bit much. The bar and brewery owners seem exhausted. Rich Marcello, sales a VP of Strand Brewing Company out of Torrance, California, and just celebrating their second anniversary, said to me at the beginning of it all, 22 events in 15 days, it's gonna kill me. Wow. Ryan Sweeney, co-owner of Verdugo Bar, arguably the catalyst for the whole craft beer revolution in the currently exploding LA, said to me last night, don't get me wrong, we love it, but we're also looking forward to it just being over.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds like a little bit of overkill.
Yeah, just a bit much. Some of the highlights that he wants LA, to point out.
See that? It's completely saturated. They'll just kill it.
Do it
They're
to death.
Kill it.
Some of the highlights he wants
to
point out.
Do it to death until it's not trendy anymore.
Some of the highlights of the whole shebang include BAMFest, like you mentioned, where $35 gets you unlimited 4-ounce pours from 21 local breweries.
Dangerous.
There's a grand opening of Sunset Beer Company, a new bottle shop featuring 5,000 different beers with their own tap room. Grand opening of Gold Road Brewing, created by the owner of Tony's Darts Away and Mohawk Bend Restaurants and Beer Bars. And then Deconstructed, which is a dinner event that Firestone Walker puts on to showcase each of the 9 component beers that went into the 15, this or the XV, which is this year's 15th anniversary. So I guess they had 9 different beers that went into this anniversary ale. So they're showcasing each of the 9.
Yeah, I heard about that. That Deconstructed thing, yeah.
Wow.
That sounds really cool. We had talked about doing something like that with the
Sam Adams Deconstructed.
Latitude one that they did.
Yeah, Latitude 48, yeah.
Yeah. And then he also talks about the other highlights, the Firestone XV component nights, where those who couldn't go to the exclusive dinner were able to taste each of the 6 component beers that they usually never poured on their own outside the brewery. 6 nights at 6 different bars. And then the big blowout at Union Station, where $45 gets you unlimited pours for the whole 7-hour event. 7 hours, man. That's a long freaking beer fest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know. I don't think I'd even be able to walk out of that place. That'd be really difficult. 7 hours of unlimited beer.
Well, I'm sure things will change next year, because I know that when you're first starting out and you're doing these type of events and stuff like that,
unlimited seems the way to go. And then all of a sudden you realize, that doesn't work so well.
No, that's not working.
That's funny, because we had the brew at the zoo here a couple months ago. I didn't end up getting to go, but I saw all kinds of posts afterwards where it was a huge disaster just with, and they did unlimited tastings. Yeah. It's like, well, that's great. It's unlimited, but I had to wait, an hour in each line, so I only got
right.
But whatever.
Well, there was a lot of negative feedback from this year's GABF, which is crazy because they've been doing it for 20 years or something like that.
Yeah, you figured they'd have their have their.
But maybe straight. with the recent huge growth in craft beer and all that that.
But you still think they'd only sell
attracting.
I mean, you think they'd only sell a certain number of tickets. So, anyway, the last part I want to finish this backwash off. He says, I especially been enjoying the Firestone Walker component nights. It gives me an excuse to go to a couple of excellent beer bars that I've always wanted to go to, but haven't because they're further away than I usually want to drive. On a final note, I'll add that I had the chance to drink the Firestone 14 again, which I know Toby reviewed last fall. Excuse me. He gave it 4 pints, citing that it was too big and bold and assertive to give the full 5. I tend to agree, but I had it again last night. After aging about a year, the beer was incredibly smooth, complex, and deeply nuanced. A far superior beer to when it was first released. I imagine the same will be true of the XV to be released at the end of the week. Anyways, just wanted to shout out from the depths of the beer heaven out here in the deep and wide of beer in Los Angeles, where we're all drinking local because local's fresh. Tom
nice.
Mella.
Gotta love it.
Very nice. Thanks, Tom.
Yes, thank you very much.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's very cool. I wanted to, maybe it's just worthy of a shout out, but I just wanted to thank Joseph Satina he said that, you know, he liked our stuff, and we just wanted to thank him for that. And thanks for listening, Joe. We appreciate it. And yeah. Keep listening.
Yeah.
He was talking about our great content and liked our stuff on our Facebook
yes.
page, which he you can actually check out. We have a Facebook fan page for the Beer Coasters podcast.
Yes. And yeah, if you just search Beer Coasters podcast on Facebook, you'll find it there.
Very cool.
Get the Oktoberfest logo, I think, still up there.
And don't forget to leave us back your very own backwash. You can either email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com or audio@backwash339backwash. That's BAKWSHWASH. Leave out the C.
Yeah.
339backwash.
It's not Warsh?
Warsh. Nope, not this week.
Warsh?
Not Warsh.
All right.
All right, guys.
Last call.
You ready to wrap it up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Last call.
Let's wrap up this Yeti.
All right, everybody. Last call.
Last call. Bitches. Right.
The idiots.
So for all you idiots out there, here's our pint ratings. Let's start with... Yeah. Mike.
My pint ratings. For the Espresso Oak Age Yeti. Man, good beer. Big beer. Coffee, chocolate, vanilla. And it was all kind of like a bitter coffee and a bitter chocolate. And I enjoyed that because there was a creaminess and a bitterness that kind of dried it up at the end. Really good beer. I'm giving it 5 pints. Plain and simple.
Nice.
Yeah. This is a really good one. For the Belgian style Yeti, really, really enjoyed it.
Mike, your one up? Word.
Oh.
Espresso.
Oh, I'm going to be stealing a word off the bottle. I call it Bohemian.
Nice.
I'm kind of cheating on that one.
Whatever. You're totally cheating.
Yeah, it's true. For the Belgian style Yeti, I really enjoyed it. I think I'm gonna have to go with a not perfect but still awesome and give it a 4.5.
All right.
Yeah, it's just I had the espresso and that's I like the balance of that one better than the Belgian style. Not, I mean, the Belgian style was very, I won't say that it's not balanced because it's very balanced. It actually it's just completely different. And it's almost like I'm just kind of doing a versus here, and I think they did a better job with the espresso as opposed to the Belgian. That's my opinion. One word. Oh, I should have thought of this one ahead of time. Religious.
Nice.
Because it is a religious experience.
I like it. I like it.
So,
all right, yeah. Job, dude.
Tell me go. How it is.
Well, I like both of them. I was going to give them both an equal rating, but I like the oak-aged better than the regular Yeti. So the regular Yeti, I'm going to go with 4 pints.
Don't compare them, though. Like,
it's hard. I know. I did the same thing. I can't compare them.
You're right. They're two totally different beers, but because they come from the same beast, if you will,
yes.
You know, the same 7-foot-tall beast.
They were boar from the same beast, yes.
The Yetiling wasn't as impressive as the oak-aged, but... Yeah, Chris, I see what you're saying.
Yeti?
But it's hard to... it's hard to compare them. Yeah,
it's
Yeti...
It's hard not to compare them.
The regular Yeti Imperial Stout. Great Imperial Stout. Lots of big woodiness.
Yetiness.
4 pints. 4 pints. And my my one word, I was going to say twiggy, but I think you guys off mic convinced me not to go with something twiggy because it sounds too small and whatever. So I'm going to go with loggy. Loggy.
Loggy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's a very beer coaster word.
So much better.
The Oak Aged Yeti, 4.5. I think it's fantastic. I can't go full 5 pints for whatever reason, but lots of great flavors, lots of oakiness and vanilla, and yeah, for my one word, and this is probably going to be weak, but Cooper, like, I don't know, I think, like, barrel, woody, oaky.
Good deal.
So I'll say Cooper. Yes,
the keeper of the barrel. The maker of the barrel. So,
yes, the maker of the barrels.
For my pint ratings, I'm starting to realize why I quit the show. Because y'all don't know what the f*** you're talking about.
I think, especially Toby.
So far, we got
a 4+ rating. These beers, so I don't know if we don't know
where these beers are, like, so head and shoulders above, like, most of what gets put out nowadays.
I think Yetis use Selsun Blue.
Like, I just think the Yeti line is just what other breweries should strive for in Imperial Stouts. So for the first beer that I tried, the just straight Yeti, I'm gonna go absolutely with 5 pints. I mean, it's just
the awesome straight Yeti, and as opposed
straight
to
Yeti.
the homosexual Yeti.
I just think they're awesome. I think they're exactly what you want in Imperial Stout, and they're just solid, straightforward beers that are just really good, very bold and nuanced in ways that. That a lot of breweries can't achieve nowadays. So, 5 pints. And for my one word rating for that one, I'm going with forest.
See, I went with just the log, and Chris went with the whole forest.
The whole forest.
Yep.
He described that the beer basically tasted like the environment that the Yeti was in. So.
That's right.
That's the whole forest.
Should I put 1 or 2 R's? Are you talking about the? Where trees grow, or are you talking about the gump?
The gump. the trees.
Oh, okay.
So, for the Belgian-style Yeti...
Espresso Yeti.
Again, Yeti. Like when
chocolate
I'm
Yeti.
When I'm listening to you guys talk about the beers and the fact that you compare, you know, the specialty, especially you, Toby, the specialty to the standard, it just seems weird because... I'd rather, obviously we're always comparing beers, but I'd rather that you compared it to everything else that's out there. And when I take the Belgian Yeti and I compare it to everything out there, I still go with the 5 pints.
Like, I see and hear your perspective, and I totally get it. It was just really hard for me not to compare it. It kind of did it on a whim, you know?
Yeah, no.
But I totally get that point of view.
No, and I mean, that's how we built our pint ratings from the beginning. It's all about, you know, we don't sit down and a little fourth wall breaking here. At least I don't. When I do my show notes or whatever, I don't put a pint rating in there. I really drink the beer, think about it while we're doing the show, and when it comes to last call...
And we don't do the beer advocate out. Kind of formula type thing either, where, it smells great, but it tastes like this, and the any kind of formula.
We put a lot of thought into that at the beginning. We really want it to be, look, this is how I feel about this beer right now as I'm drinking it, as compared to, you know, whatever else I'm thinking about at the moment. And we really wanted it to be an organic sort of rating. So, and in that moment, for me, when I think about all of the Imperial Stouts out there, I still think 5 pints for both of these guys. I just think that they're so good and just enjoyable. I don't know. It's going to be tough for me because I'm not doing every show at this point. So when I do a show,
it's always 5 pints.
It's always 5 pints for me because I have nothing to compare it to last week, although I did have stuff last week. Of course, I think I rated something 5 pints last week too, but whatever.
Yeah. It's all good.
It's all good. Hey, at least I'm enjoying it. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do the show for. As far as a one word rating for the Belgian, and I've had both of your guys's to go through and sit here and think about it, and I'm still at a loss. I'm going to go with slightly more than one word and go with Van Dam.
Nice.
Is it a D-A-M-N?
That's good for the Belgian one. Yeah, nice.
So, yeah, those are our pint ratings and one word ratings for this week. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Untappd, and Google Plus. Just search for Beer Coasters Podcast. Or on Untappd, I think we're, what, Beer Coaster Mike? Toby, what's yours?
Beer Coasters Podcast.
Beer Coasters Podcast. And then mine's Chris Green, if you look for mine, as well on Google Plus. Don't forget, subscribe in iTunes and on Callisto. That's callisto.fm.
And check out our website, because that's where all our stuff is. Yeah, it's on our website. We have the shop stuff there. You can get t-shirts or steins and stickers and things. We get Toby's bruise paper. You click on that, and it's the Beer Coasters Daily. It's got some interesting stuff on it every day. Check it out. It's pretty cool. All kinds of stuff. We got all the pint ratings are up, like, of all these beers that we've tried. They're all up there, and they're sortable between pint rating or name or brewery or show, whatever. So just check us out. Go to the website.
Don't forget to tell your friends and tell your friends' friends about the Beer Coasters Podcast. Hope you enjoyed yourself. If you did, tell your friends. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Gemini Lounge logo and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. With happy hours from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. With an additional happy hour from Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's 50% off all appetizers and selective craft beers. Aces and Ales, wide variety of craft beer on draft and bottles. Make sure you stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com to print out your free pint coupon. That's Aces and Ales. 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, East Side, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Have a beer on us.
That's right. Don't forget, and there's more to come.
Yes, absolutely. Don't forget to support your local brewery, brew pub, beer bars, and as always, drink local, because as we all know, local is fresh.
Local is fresh. That's right. Don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
A reminder to all our listeners.
This is your show. We're just drinking in it.
That's what Cheers. We do.
Cheers.
Have a beer on us. Go to Gemini Lounge in Portland. Go to Aces and Nails in Las Vegas.
That's right.
Cheers. Shoutouts.
Shout out to Great Divide. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about that?
Thanks for these wonderful Yetis, which we still haven't figured out what the name of a group of Yetis are, but we're going to figure it out.
What are you talking about?
Shout out to the Sasquatch.
We didn't need to figure it out because Sipping Bear told us what it was.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a quick shout out to the OC Beer Blog, Greg over there.
Thanks, Greg.
Yes, thank you very much.
Tom in LA.
And Tom in LA.
And I want to give a quick shout out to Kenneth. Thanks for hitting us up on Facebook.
Yeah,
throwing up some
cool
some
photo
pictures
of that beer, basically the beer board, beer menu or whatever. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joseph Satina,
folks. Yes, Joseph Satina from Facebook, liking our content, which is great, because we love to hear that kind of stuff. And if you get any other input about our content of our show, let us know. Send us backwash. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. See you next week for Halloween, baby. Halloween.
Halloween 3.
Whoa. So it's either a 70s porn star or a new cigar.
Get it? Milk? Boobs? Ha ha.
I couldn't tell the difference between the cigar and his fingers. It was ridiculous.
I'm Craftus Erectus almost every week.
This is like the the Yeti link. We'll have to look that up.